Hello, folks. This is Harry Schroninger.
And I'm Marissa Freuden.
And we're coming to you live from the 34th International Sexual Olympics here in sunny Tokyo, Japan. It's been quite the competition so far this year, with competitors around the world looking to score a medal while representing their countries.
So far, the top five medal-winning countries are as follows. The Netherlands have 17 medals. Indonesia, in a surprise showing, has 19. The United States is third with 26, followed closely by Australia with 27. And leading the pack is the United Kingdom with a whopping 33.
I'm actually surprised that Japan isn't in the top five.
Well, Harry, while Tokyo is certainly one of the most kinky cities in the world, I think that its people tend to be far too conservative to fully embrace the Sex Olympics.
Despite being the host country, they have won 10 medals so far.
Yes, but in most Olympic years, the host country presents a far better showing than Japan has this year.
That may be true. But they did sweep the podium in yesterday's Life Imitates Art team competition.
Yes, their efforts wowed the judges. Ayoko Mitsuo was entirely believable as a dominatrix schoolteacher, and the teenage boys they chose were wonderful at how terrified they looked. But I especially enjoyed the tentacle beast presentation. Asawa Miyoki was amazing, and the tentacles looked real. I was a little jealous, frankly.
The level of professionalism in that competition really has come a long way since you and I were down there competing.
It sure has. Mm. And speaking of competition, that brings us to this event. The female cunnilingus freestyle is about to begin.
This is easily one of my favorite events in the Olympics. I love good cunnilingus.
Well, in this competition, there's going to be a lot of it. The first competitor is Marvi Askalevich from Russia. She is a 6-time world champion.
At the age of 44, she has a lot of experience over the other competitors in this competition. She will likely be the one to beat.
There has been some speculation that she suffered a tongue laceration due to out-of-competition activities with her husband. Mm. If it's true, she may not be in her top form.
She's also the 2-time blowjob world champion. What I would give to feel those lips.
In the early years of the Sex Olympics, you could have, but things have changed over the years. For listeners who may not be aware, the cunnilingus event is a judged event. Competitors display their cunnilingus skills on an anatomically correct human model. This year, in celebration of the Olympics being in Japan, a new, completely revolutionary robotic model is being used. It reacts physically to stimulation and also gives computer feedback that the judges can read. But it also makes the competition uniform, so every competitor is judged against the same criteria. A panel of 7 judges rate the competitors based on 5 criteria: use of tongue, use of lips, teasing, style, and orgasm quality. External tongue enhancements are banned from the competition. That includes the use of tongue studs and rings, implants, and tongue splicing.
Tongue splicing used to be a gray area, but after the spliced scandal of 2004, competitors are required to be natural. And it appears the doctors have finished examining Ms. Askalevich, and she is ready to begin.
I'm looking forward to seeing her performance. There have been rumors that she's developed a new technique.
And she has taken position on the bed. She's using a standard cat position.
Ah, that's a very old technique, but she does it with such flair. Look at how her rear is up in the air and her back is arched downward with her head raised. That's an almost perfect technique. It may not be one of the more difficult beginning stances, but she does it so well.
And she's moving forward, continuing out of the cat position into a prowl. Her level of control is exquisite.
Most cunnilingus competitors are also dancers. The fine motor control does wonders for presenting themselves in the competition. Sex Olympic cunnilingus is less about sex and more about being sexy, and Miss Askalevich has that down to a science.
She has now begun the act of teasing. Look at how she's breathing on the legs of the model and brushing her cheek on its skin. She really is going for that cat motif.
And so beautifully, too. I once spoke to legendary cunnilingist Francia Alamine of France about Askalevich. She stated that in all her years as a competitor, she'd never received cunnilingus from someone more skilled than Askalevich. Her raw talent is just so striking. It makes me a bit wet to think about.
Well, I've got a stiffy, so I guess we're both a bit jealous. Oh, and she's moved in to begin the act proper. Look at that tongue technique. teasing the labia majora before moving in gently to touch the labia minor.
She really has an understanding of how the human nervous system works. Did you know that many of the competitors here have degrees in human sexuality?
Marvy has a master's in comparative sexuality. Her husband, who is watching from the sidelines, is a sexual therapist and her coach.
And now she's moving from the teasing to early penetration. Mm. Ooh, listen to the sound she's making. If that was me, those mewing noises would be making me squirm all over the place.
It almost looks like you are.
Many people don't realize that cunnilingus is more than just using your tongue to get a woman off. It's a complex combination of vocalizations, lip and tongue movements, stimulation of the body, and technique. The best cunnilinguists spend years mastering their craft.
Oh, wow, this must be the new technique that was rumored. She's folded her tongue forward and is squeezing the model's clitoris. How is that even possible?
That's incredible tongue control. Just look at it.
It looks like the judges have noticed, too. Marissa, now you are squirming.
Sorry, Harry. Watching such skill really makes me jealous. God, to feel that tongue on my clit. She really is a master of the craft.
She's begun licking in earnest now, alternating use of tongue and lips. This is fairly standard technique. Judges award points based on consistency and use of style. Look at her go.
I really shouldn't.
What? Why not?
I'm so turned on right now, I don't know if I can keep from doing something bad on the air.
Amazing! She's so good, she's going to make people she's not even touching reach orgasm. She's continuing the technique. The model is producing lubrication like a human would, so it must be getting pretty wet down there, and it looks like...
Oh, no, there's something wrong.
Oh, you're right. Wait, what? Wait. Oh, I think she's got a cramp. Yes, she's cramping up in her thigh. You can tell she's trying to work through it, but the pain must be intense.
It looks like she's trying to rush through the performance to get it over with. Oh, what a shame. That is going to cost her a lot of points, and... There it goes. She brought the model to orgasm.
And she's trying to back off the bed now, but you can really see her pain. She's trying to stretch out her leg. Now her husband's coming over. Oh, what terrible luck.
Indeed. Well, it remains to be seen how the judges rate her. She has exquisite technique. She should get a decent score, but with the level of competition, it may mean she's out of the running for a medal.
That really is a shame, and that new technique as well.
The judges may look favorably on that, but I doubt they will award enough points in the style category to make up for a poor finish.
Well, we'll soon find out. This is the Olympics, folks. Passion, pure athleticism, and drama. It's time for a commercial break, but when we come back, the judges' scores for Miss Oskalovich and Fiona McIntyre of Ireland competes for a medal in the 34th International Sexual Olympics. Stay tuned.